What are your first thoughts?
First of all, we're looking at the envelope of the property. That is the roof, the walls, and the floor. What we're trying to do is minimise heat loss. And then if we have decent heating system there as well, then obviously bills are going to come right down.
Well, let's take a look around. Oh, there's a hatch going up to the loft. What's your verdict?
We can see that there is about 100 millimetres of loft insulation in there. Most people assume that's plenty. In a new build property today, there'd be 270 millimetres. It's a very cheap and easy measure to do to get installed, so it's definitely worth doing.
Let's head on downstairs, because I want to find the boiler, which I think is about as old as the house. That's knocking on 30 years. We've come outside now. This house has the garage underneath it. And in this outdoor cupboard, I found the boiler. Can you pop your head around the corner, James, and tell me where we stand here?
This is a very common boiler. It's not a condensing boiler. All modern boilers are condensing, so they're a lot more efficient. Also, in a property this size, you could, in theory, go with a combi boiler. So you would lose the hot water tank. But it means, you know, you're heating hot water on demand rather than storing hot water.
Now, at the back of the house here, there's a floor-to-ceiling glass door. I'm just going to swish it shut so we can cut out the outside. This seems like it would probably be a money pit. A whole wall of glass.
Glazing is definitely the weak point in your envelope of the property. It's where the majority of heat loss is going to take place. The issue is it's very expensive to replace. To swap, you know, the single glazed windows out is going to be an expensive job, but it is worth doing. It certainly improves the comfort of the property.
So it might mean a little outlay on a little bit of underlay for savings in the future. James, thanks ever so much.
For more information on this week's special report, go to lbc.co.uk.